Last Word from Church Leaders, The Chief Cornerstone of Our Faith by President Gordon B. Hinckley, 1910-2008, 15th President of the Church, from an October 1984 General Conference Address. In each new temple, we have a cornerstone ceremony in harmony with the tradition that goes back to ancient times. Before the general use of concrete, the foundation walls of the building were laid with large stones. A trench would be dug, and stones would be placed as footings. Starting at a point of beginning, the foundation wall would be run in one direction to a cornerstone. Then the corner would be turned, and the wall run to the next corner, where another stone was placed, from which the wall would be run to the next corner, and from there to the point of beginning. The final stone was spoken of as the chief cornerstone, and its placement became the reason for much celebration. With this cornerstone in position, the foundation was ready for the superstructure, hence the analogy that Paul used in describing the true church. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 21. We have basic cornerstones on which this great Latter-day Church has been established by the Lord and built, fitly framed together. They are absolutely fundamental to this work, the very foundation, anchors on which it stands. But I mention the chief cornerstone, whom we recognize and honor as the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the chief cornerstone of the church, which bears his name, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There is no other name given among men whereby we can be saved. See Acts chapter 4, verse 12. He is the author of our salvation, the giver of eternal life. See Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. There is none to equal him. There never has been. There never will be. Thanks be to God for the gift of his beloved Son, who gave his life that we might live, and who is the chief, immovable cornerstone of our faith and his church. End of the article, The Chief Cornerstone of Our Faith, read by Natalie Moore.
Four Cornerstones of the Church. President Gordon B. Hinckley testified that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of our faith. He also taught that there are other basic cornerstones that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is built upon. The Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the chief cornerstone on whom our faith and the Church is built. The First Vision, open the marvelous work of restoration. The Book of Mormon speaks as a voice from the dust with the words of prophets testifying of the Savior of mankind. The priesthood is the power and authority to act in the name of God in administering the affairs of his kingdom. End of the article, Four Cornerstones of the Church, read by Scott Moore.